Peter Hummel has always had a fascination with all things Scottish. Drawn to the distinctive humming sound of the bagpipes, the Fergus man knew he wanted to try the unfamiliar instrument. "I actually started piping late in life. I always wanted to learn. I tried teaching myself, but it didn't work out. So, my wife got me lessons on my 35th birthday," Hummel said. "I've been playing the pipes ever since. It's been almost 20 years now." The bagpipe, for Hummel, has become much more than a just musical instrument. It is a powerful symbol of Scotland's rich culture, history, and strength. "My mom is Greek. And we always believed that my dad was German because of the name, Hummel. Years later, my older sister was researching family genealogy. She found out that my dad's real father was actually Scottish." Today, Hummel, 51, is the pipe major for the Grand Celtic Pipe Band, where he strives to deliver the Celtic spirit of family, friendship, and community. "Last year, they asked if I wanted to take over the leadership of the band. It's been a real honor being asked to lead the Grand Celtic. I've always wanted to do it." The pipe major is a multifaceted role, Hummel said. "I am the musical director, teacher, and I deal with the day-to-day of the band. I'm very goal-oriented. I have a vision and I want to bring everything I've learned to Allura and Fergus." Since 2000, the Grand Celtic Pipe Band includes young beginners to seasoned veterans who focus on competitive pipe band performance, improving skills, and just having fun. A registered not-for-profit organization, the band has made an impact on the Ontario Highland Games competition circuit. "We hope this year, we will be back in competition at the Fergus Highland Games. That's our goal. We want to do two competitions to get our feet wet," Hummel said. "This band is all about sharing. We want people to learn, take part, and enjoy the sound of the pipes and drums for years to come. The band itself is made of volunteers who love the camaraderie, fun, and thrill of competing." Currently, the Grand Celtic Pipe Band has 17 members. The band offers free lessons to any willing person, children and adults alike, who have a desire to pick up a snare or bass drum, work on a tenor, or play the Great Highland Bagpipe. "Our youngest members are brothers, Logan and Liam. They are 11 and 12. Logan has been learning the pipes, and Logan plays the snare drum. Their father also plays in the band with us. He's a piper who I was teaching for a bit," Hummel said. "We don't charge for lessons for the simple reason that we want as many people as possible to participate." The Grand Celtic Pipe Band can often be seen performing with its neighbors, the Guelph Pipe Band and the Fergus Pipe Band. What sets them apart is the difference in tartans. The Grand Celtic Pipe Band sports a vibrant coral red with green and blue through it. There's certain times in your life when you put an outfit on and you think, "Oh my goodness. I look fantastic." When I look in the mirror with all of the equipment on, I think, "Wow." Hummel said. "This is the most classic thing, other than a tuxedo." In order to continue to operate, the Grand Celtic Pipe Band relies on community support. To get a band up and running for competition, it takes money. So, whenever we play in the community, we always try to collect donations so we can survive and strive, Hummel said. "I am a firm believer that we are a teaching band and there's no way that band members should pay a membership to take part." The Grand Celtic Pipe Band performs at community events and special occasions such as weddings and funerals. "For us, it's about getting out and performing to get the nerves out. You need to play in front of people as much as you can. We are happy to play wherever. And my philosophy is, if we are going to play, we have to play the best we can," Hummel said. Hummel, also known as Peter Piper, has become renowned for his piping in the community and beyond. During the pandemic, Fergus residents had shown their support for his daily performances in recognition of frontline workers. "During COVID, I was the guy that would play at 7:30 p.m. every night," Hummel said. "And I won the Toronto Knockouts in 2022. And I remember the set of tunes I played. Each one hit a different note of emotion in me." But Hummel believes his best playing days are when he is by himself, with nobody watching or listening. That's when I get to play with my emotions. When I play the right tune at the right time, at the right place, it's incredible, he said. Along with playing traditional music, Hummel, who is an educational assistant at Center Wellington District High School, has also played with rock bands. I've played with Big Sugar. And for the last several years, I've been the official piper at Riverfest, he said. But this is my first time being a pipe major. I'm learning, but I've got a lot of resources and a lot of support. The Grand Celtic Pipe Band practices Monday nights upstairs at the Allura Legion. They have been kind enough to lend us a space. Practices are open. So, for anyone who wants to check us out, come out and see what we are all about, Hummel said. Hummel said he has met so many people because of bagpiping. It connects people. As a piper, I have heard millions of stories, Hummel said. Even Hummel's bagpipes have their own story. They are really old, a 1950s set of Henderson bagpipes. I was at the Highland Games when an older gentleman came over to me. He looked at my pipes and he said, "Are those so-and-so's pipes?" And I said, "Yes, they were." And he said I was there when they were bought in 1952. And I couldn't believe it, Hummel said. He clarified that they were in fact from Henderson's in Scotland. Hummel hopes to bring the same passion for piping to others. The most important thing piping has done for me is it's brought me out and into the community. The idea of being part of the community is to be a part of it and not apart from it, Hummel said. When standing in line, in formation with your pipe band family, Hummel says, you are one unit. You all look the same as you march together. And then the pipes go off. You hear the drones. I call it the bag of bees, because that's what it sounds like, Hummel said. Once in a while, I really get hit with it, and I think this is really incredible.